Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West from the parish of St. Barnabas in Pleasantville, welcoming you to a reflection on this third Sunday of Easter. The readings for this week, Acts chapter 2, verse 14a, and verses 36 to 41. Psalm 116, 1 Peter 1, 17 to 23, and Luke 24, 13 to 35. Let us pray. His name is Almighty, and He is the Lord. His name is Creator, and He makes all things new. His name is Sustainer, and He holds us in the palm of His hand. His name is Savior, and He died in our place. His name is Forgiveness, and He can be trusted to heal and to bless. His name is Holy, and He is the one that we come to worship. His name means He is worthy to receive all we have and all we are, forever and ever. Amen. Collect for today, the third Sunday of Easter, and that will be followed by the collect for St. Mark, The feast was yesterday, and then we have our parish prayer. Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread, open the eyes of our faith, that we may behold him in all his redeeming work, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Almighty God, by the hand of Mark the Evangelist, you've given to your church the gospel of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for this witness, and we pray that we may be firmly grounded in its truth through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And we say the Easter anthem, Christ our Passover. Christ our Passover has been sacrificed for us, so let us celebrate the feast, not with the own leaven of corruption and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ, once raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. In dying, he died to sin once for all. In living, he lives to God. See yourselves, therefore, as dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who sleep. For as by man came death, by man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Fulfilling the Great Commission. On the mountain in Galilee, before Jesus left them to return to the Father, he gave his disciples what is called the Great Commission. He said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20. This was their mandate, the task of all who would follow Jesus, to make disciples, to teach, to baptize. In Acts chapter 1, they were told to go to Jerusalem and wait there for the promise of the Father. They would be baptized with the Holy Spirit. The disciples obeyed, and they received the gift of the Holy Spirit, who endowed them with the gift of languages. The languages of all the devout Jews of the diaspora who came to Jerusalem for the Feast of Pentecost. The Feast of Pentecost is also called the Feast of Weeks, 50 days after the Passover. It commemorated the giving of the law to Moses, the law, one of the pillars of Judaism. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, all heard the disciples speak in their own native language. Luke records, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya beyond belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, at least 13 places of origin, each heard them speak in their own language. Luke, I'm sure, only records for us a portion of the discourse uttered by a completely transformed Simon Peter. Having received the gift of the Holy Spirit, Peter was transformed from an impetuous, speaking out of turn, saying the wrong thing disciple, to an eloquent preacher with a clear understanding of who Jesus was, and able to convince people, able to change their hearts and move their consciences as he concluded his first public sermon. A sermon which included quotations from the prophet Joel, "In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men dream dreams." Acts chapter 2, verse 17 and following. Peter also quoted from the Psalms of David. "I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, so that I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart was glad and my tongue rejoiced. Moreover, my flesh will live in hope." Acts chapter 2, verse 25 and following. A spirit-filled Peter concluded his address by including the crowd in the injustice paid to Jesus. He said, "Therefore, let the house of Israel know with certainty that God has made him both Lord and Messiah, this Jesus whom you crucified." Acts chapter 2, verse 36. A spirit-filled Peter touched their hearts, and they responded with one voice, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Inspired Peter had a ready response. He said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Verse 38. "Repent and be baptized, every one of you." Peter echoed the cry of John the Baptist as he prepared the way for the Lord. In order to receive Jesus, in order to be a disciple of Christ, there must be acceptance of the new covenant in Christ. There must be a commitment to leave the old ways of the world and seek a new life in Christ and for Christ. Luke tells us that day, 3,000 persons were baptized. It was the first experience of baptism in the name of Jesus. They were the first to be initiated into the new covenant. The prophetic words of John the Baptist were fulfilled. "He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." Those who were baptized received the gift of the Holy Spirit as the promise was fulfilled. Luke says, "The promise for you, for your children, and for all who are far away, and everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him." Verse 39. At our baptism, we have been called by God to be disciples of Christ. Those born into a Christian family are initiated as infants. those converted as adults at their conversion. For as Paul affirms in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5, there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. Whether as infants or adult converts, at baptism we are united with Christ and receive the promised gift of the Holy Spirit. The empowering, enabling, sustaining, sanctifying Holy Spirit, who is able to transform us if we allow the Holy Spirit to work in us. We can be transformed from people of the world to true disciples of Christ. The response to the call to discipleship is voluntary. Each individual is called to make a personal commitment to follow Jesus. It requires a change of heart, from a heart of stone controlled by the world to a heart of flesh controlled by the Holy Spirit. The response requires turning away from the dictates of the world to denying ourselves, taking up our cross daily, and becoming imitators of Christ. Imitating Christ in his obedience to the Father, imitating Christ in his humility, imitating Christ in his love for all of God's people, imitating Christ in his ability to express that love in action. Just as Peter and the other disciples responded to the guidance of the Holy Spirit and opened their mouth and preached the word, we also, as disciples of Christ today, must allow the Holy Spirit to reveal our gifts to us and take the risk of using our gifts to convince others by word and deed to become disciples of Christ. That is our great commission. That is our mandate. That is our task as disciples of Christ in today's world. The disciple of Christ is empowered by the Holy Spirit to so live by word and deed that we will convince others to respond. Brothers and sisters, what shall we do? And therefore we are able then to lead them to become disciples, just as Peter and the others were able to do on that fateful day. We all are familiar with the saying, actions speak louder than words. St. Augustine said, the best sermon you can preach is your life. In this time of pandemic, in this time of lockdown and isolation, let us, by word and deed, reflect the good news of Christ to convince others to follow Jesus. Why should we do this? Reflect on the words of Simon Peter. For God made him, Jesus, both Lord and Messiah. This Jesus, whom they crucified and whom God raised from the dead. For today we know he lives. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. Let us pray. Keep us, good Lord, under the shadow of your mercy in this time of uncertainty and distress. Sustain and support the anxious and fearful, and lift up all who are brought low, that we may rejoice in the in your comfort, knowing that nothing can separate us from your love in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Lord Christ, you taught us to love our neighbor and to care for those in need as if we are caring for you. In this time of anxiety, give us strength to comfort the fearful, to tend the sick, and to assure the isolated of our love and your love, for your name's sake. Amen. We pray for those who are ill. Merciful God, we entrust to your tender care those who are ill or in pain, knowing that whatever dangers threaten, your everlasting arms are there to hold them safe. Comfort and heal them, and restore them to health and strength through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we pray for the frontline workers and those who are doing research to find a solution for treatment or vaccine for this virus. Gracious God, give skill, sympathy, and resilience to all who are caring for the sick, and your wisdom to those searching for a cure. Strengthen them with your spirit, that through their work, many may be restored to health, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we pray the prayer that our Savior Christ himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The prayer of dedication. Almighty God, we thank you for the gift of your holy word. May it be a lantern to our feet, a light to our paths, and a strength to our lives. Take us and use us to love and serve all persons in the power of the Holy Spirit and in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us evermore. Amen.
Trust and know.
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And in that service, may God be above you to protect you, before you to guide you, beneath you to support you, within you to give you his peace, this day and forevermore. Amen. And in the words of Canon Mark Kendall from the Diocese of Nassau, the Bahamas, and Turks and Caicos Islands, test positive for faith. Keep distance from doubt. Isolate from fear. And trust God. Be safe and keep faith with God today and every day. Amen.